It's Tuesday, the 21st of October, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Following the announcement by the Health Ministry that a case of mpox has been reported in Swakopmund, we contacted the ministry's spokesperson, Walter Skamaya, for an update.
These are not to say cases. These are contact cases whereby we allege that the confirmed case could have been in contact with other people that we are calling as contact cases, whereby so far we have identified 44 of them. Those are contact cases. So 5 of them, they are high risk. 3 of them, they are medium. 21, they are very low risk, which there is nothing to worry about. Whereas 15, they are not yet classified due to the issue of not cooperating, not answering phones, not be able to meet with the healthcare workers. However, we want to assure the public ministry is trying to manage those cases.
Remaining with government, the Ministry of Finance will table the midterm budget review in the National Assembly at 2:30 this afternoon. Finance Minister Erica Shafuda is expected to present updates on the country's economic performance and outline growth strategies. We reached out to the Managing Director of High Economic Intelligence, Salomo Hay, for comment.
It would be a good gauge in terms of the new administration. When Her Excellency came in, it was really during the period of transition. So what then transpired was the restructuring of the different ministries in terms of the downsizing. It would also want to see some of the pronouncements that were made in relation to free education. The Department of Oil and Gas that has now moved under the presidency, perhaps would get some clarity around that as well in terms of what is the long-term view of the industry in relation to funding, but also to the policy direction.
In a developing story, the ANC in South Africa says the broad-based black economic empowerment policy will not be scrapped. This comes as the Democratic Alliance is planning to introduce an economic inclusion for all bill to replace BEE legislation. ANC spokesperson Makhlengi Bengu says the idea that the DA foresees a future without transformation laws must be challenged.
There will not be a day in South Africa where BEE is scrapped as a legislation. Whether there are amendments, I'm certain that like any other piece of legislation, amendments are acceptable for as long as they do not deviate from the substance of that piece of legislation.
Madagascar's coup leader, Colonel Michael Randrianirina, who seized power earlier this month, has appointed businessman and consultant Herin Salama Rajuanarivelo as the country's prime minister. Randrianirina was sworn in as president on Friday. Reuters reports that he says the new prime minister was chosen for his experience and his connections with international organizations. And speaking at this year's UN Trade and Development Summit, Secretary General Rebecca Greenspan warned that developing countries are being held back by a $31 trillion debt burden. She said record debt repayments involving the United States are slowing development progress.
Freight costs are now too volatile, hitting landlocked countries and small island developing states with transport bills up to 3 times the global average. And while AI promises to add trillions to global GDP, fewer than 1/3 of developing countries have strategies to capture any of its benefits.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.